Could the United States lose the AI race to China over copyright issues? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, March 14th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's recent warning to the U.S. government about falling behind in the AI race. Let's dive in. Imagine a world where Chinese developers have access to a treasure trove of data, while American companies are left sifting through the scraps due to copyright restrictions. It sounds like a dystopian scenario, but according to OpenAI, this is the reality we could face if the U.S. doesn't reform its copyright laws. In a recent statement to the U.S. Trade Representative, OpenAI has sounded the alarm, warning that American companies could fall behind Chinese competitors if they continue to face restrictions on accessing copyrighted materials for AI training. The concern is that while Chinese AI companies might have unfettered access to data, U.S. firms are bogged down by legal battles and limited access, potentially ceding critical ground in the AI race. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has been vocal about the need for what he calls freedom-focused policies. These would allow AI companies more leeway to use copyrighted content, ideally leveling the playing field with China. The company believes that such reforms are crucial to maintaining America's lead in AI technology and ensuring that democratic AI principles prevail. The backdrop to these warnings is the recent success of DeepSeek R1, a Chinese AI model that has overtaken ChatGPT in popularity on the Apple App Store. This development has highlighted the narrowing gap between U.S. and Chinese AI capabilities, a gap that OpenAI fears could close entirely if current policies remain unchanged. OpenAI's proposal to the Trump administration calls for AI training on copyrighted material to be considered fair use, a move that would significantly ease the constraints on AI development in the U.S. The company argues that this approach not only supports innovation, but also aligns with the principles of fair use as AI models transform rather than replace the original works. Despite facing numerous lawsuits over its use of copyrighted content, OpenAI remains steadfast in its belief that reforming copyright laws is essential for protecting America's AI leadership and national security. The stakes are high, and the company is urging swift action to ensure the U.S. doesn't lose its edge in this critical technological arena. OpenAI has sounded a clarion call to the U.S. government, urging it to allow unrestricted access to copyrighted material for training AI models. The reason? China. OpenAI is pushing for reforms that would make it easier for AI companies to utilize copyrighted content, emphasizing the need to strengthen America's lead in AI technology globally. This is all part of President Donald Trump's upcoming AI Action Plan, which seeks input from the private sector and academia to shape the future of AI in the United States. The company, known for its groundbreaking tools like ChatGPT and DALL-E, submitted a 15-page letter to the U.S. government. In it, OpenAI outlines freedom-focused policies designed to ease the constraints on AI training with copyrighted materials. One of their key arguments is that these policies would help American AI developers avoid the overly burdensome state-level AI bills that could stifle innovation. OpenAI's message is clear. If the U.S. doesn't adapt, China will surpass it in the AI race. The company highlights DeepSeek's latest model, R1, as evidence of China's growing prowess in AI. Chris Lehane, OpenAI's Vice President of Global Affairs, stressed in a letter to the Office of Science and Technology Policy that while America currently leads in AI, the gap is not wide and is narrowing. What's OpenAI proposing exactly? They suggest promoting fair use policies and reducing intellectual property restrictions. This would help balance protecting the rights of content creators with safeguarding America's AI leadership and national security. However, the use of copyrighted material in AI remains a hot-button issue, with companies facing lawsuits from photo agencies, news outlets, and artists over unauthorized use of their work. OpenAI has issued a stark warning to the United States government about the growing threat posed by its Chinese rival, DeepSeek. In a candid letter, OpenAI emphasized that while America still holds a lead in the artificial intelligence race, that lead is rapidly narrowing. This warning comes in the wake of DeepSeek's latest model, R1, which has been making waves in the AI industry. DeepSeek, founded in 2023 by Chinese entrepreneur Liang Wenfeng, has quickly become a formidable player. Their R1 model is not just competitive with top-tier models like OpenAI's ChatGPT, but it also comes at a significantly lower cost. This has raised alarms at OpenAI, where there's growing concern about the implications of DeepSeek's affordability and accessibility. At the heart of OpenAI's concerns is the potential risk associated with DeepSeek's integration into critical infrastructure. Chris Lehane, OpenAI's Vice President of Global Affairs, highlighted the possibility of DeepSeek being manipulated by the Chinese government, which could pose security threats. The U.S. Navy has already advised service members against using DeepSeek, and Taiwan has banned it in government settings for similar reasons. Lehane's letter also pointed out that DeepSeek's artificial intelligence is more prone to generating responses that could facilitate illicit activities, such as identity theft and intellectual property violations. He noted that the Chinese Communist Party might view such violations as advantageous rather than problematic, reflecting broader geopolitical strategies. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, has acknowledged the competitive pressure from DeepSeek, describing it as invigorating. This competition is pushing OpenAI to accelerate the development of more advanced models. However, it's clear that OpenAI is also seeking policy support from the U.S. government to maintain its competitive edge. In its letter, OpenAI proposed several policy recommendations aimed at securing America's leadership in AI. These include advocating for freedom-focused policies that would alleviate the regulatory burden on American AI developers. One key suggestion is to relax copyright restrictions, which OpenAI argues are stifling innovation by limiting access to necessary training data. Despite facing criticism and legal challenges for its use of copyrighted content, OpenAI maintains that reforming these laws is crucial. Lehane argued that the federal government could both protect creators' rights and ensure America's AI leadership by allowing AI models to learn from copyrighted material. OpenAI is making waves in the regulatory landscape by advocating for a federal-only approach to artificial intelligence regulation in the United States. They're arguing that a unified nationwide framework is essential for maintaining America's leadership in AI development and deployment. The company has officially called on USC lawmakers to exempt it from state-level AI regulations, which they see as fragmented and potentially stifling to innovation. The heart of OpenAI's proposal is what they call a freedom-focused strategy. They want to ensure that U.S. developers and entrepreneurs can innovate without being bogged down by a patchwork of state-specific laws. OpenAI is pushing for a partnership model between the federal government and the private sector aimed at fueling innovation and preventing adversaries like China from gaining an edge due to overregulation in the U.S. One of the standout elements of their proposal is the idea of exporting democratic AI. OpenAI suggests using export controls to protect America's lead in AI, while promoting the global adoption of U.S.-made AI. This involves updating export rules to ensure that U.S. technology sets the global standard, both commercially and ideologically. OpenAI also addresses the contentious issue of copyright and AI learning. They're advocating for updates to intellectual property laws to strike a balance between protecting creators and ensuring that U.S. AI models remain competitive. They argue this is crucial to avoid ceding ground to foreign AI ecosystems. Another major point in OpenAI's plan is investing in infrastructure and workforce. They believe that to maintain leadership in AI, the U.S. needs massive investments in AI infrastructure, from modernizing energy grids to building a highly skilled, AI-ready workforce. OpenAI suggests this could re-industrialize parts of America, create hundreds of thousands of jobs, and strengthen economic resilience. OpenAI is also urging the U.S. government to lead by example in adopting AI technologies efficiently and safely. They point out that with China accelerating AI adoption in government and military sectors, the U.S. can't afford to lag behind. If these proposals are adopted, they could significantly shape the future regulatory landscape. A unified federal approach might simplify AI development and streamline compliance efforts, potentially speeding up the deployment of AI solutions across industries. However, this raises questions about balancing content creators' rights with AI training needs. Dr. Ilya Kolochenko, CEO at ImmuniWeb, has voiced concerns about the proposal, particularly regarding copyright. He argues that paying a fair fee to all authors whose content is used to train AI models might be economically unviable. Kolochenko warns that advocating for copyright exceptions for AI technologies could deprive human authors of the true value of their intellectual labor. He also cautions that the discussion around copyright exceptions is a slippery slope, potentially leading to broader implications for other modern technologies. Kolochenko suggests that lawmakers should approach OpenAI's proposal with caution, considering the long-lasting consequences it might have on the American economy and legal system. Here's a fascinating development from the tech world. SoftBank is making waves with a significant investment in its home country, Japan, by purchasing a former Sharp plant for a whopping $676 million. This isn't just any purchase. It's part of a strategic move to build a robust AI data center in collaboration with OpenAI. Imagine this. A facility once bustling with LCD panel production is now set to become a hub for cutting-edge AI development. It's a testament to how rapidly the AI landscape is evolving and how data centers are becoming crucial in this transformation. So why is this such a big deal? Well, SoftBank's acquisition is a critical step in their partnership with OpenAI to commercialize advanced AI models in Japan. They're calling it Crystal Intelligence, and it's poised to revolutionize how businesses in Japan use AI. The plan is to leverage this facility for training AI models with client data, creating customized AI solutions for various industries. It's a bold move that highlights the growing importance of generative AI and the infrastructure needed to support it. Interestingly, this isn't SoftBank's first foray into data centers. They've already got operations in Tokyo and are building another in Hokkaido. But what makes the Sakai plant stand out is its sheer power capacity. Initially, at 150 megawatts, with plans to expand to over 240 megawatts. That's a lot of power dedicated to fueling AI innovations. There's also a significant financial context here. SoftBank is reportedly in talks to invest a staggering $25 billion in OpenAI, valuing the company at nearly $300 billion. While this deal hasn't been finalized, it underscores the high stakes and intense interest in AI development. This partnership between SoftBank and OpenAI is a clear signal of their commitment to not only advancing AI technologies, but also ensuring that Japan plays a pivotal role in the global AI ecosystem. As operations are expected to begin in 2026, it'll be exciting to see how this collaboration unfolds and what innovations come out of this mega data center. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. With SoftBank's strategic investment in Japan's AI infrastructure, we're witnessing a pivotal moment in the AI race. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.